You know, Sarah, one of the things I love about you and what you've done for us at, with the Shalom Project is really you are a strong truth teller. You don't hide the fact that you have a clear opinion and a clear viewpoint. And what I've also admired is the way in which you have always advocated for people who are especially on the margins, people that don't sit on boards at necessarily with you know, nonprofits or you know, churches for that matter, but people who really are poor and are struggling, and you always seem to keep them in your mind. And I wonder, where did you get that from?
Well, it really come from the way that I was raised out my mother. I always saw my mother helping the disadvantaged people in that she had always come in contact with. She would always have food for them. She would cook for them, and sometimes in the year around Thanksgiving, I remember one time she cooked for and fed 25 people back in the late 50s.
Right.
And so it's just always been a part of me to see her do that. And then the community I was from, because I was from a close-knit community in Louisville. We were very close in the community, and we cared about one another, and we looked out after each other.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where my passion come from.
You know, everybody wants their community to develop and to grow and to do that, but it's frustrating because we don't always get the kind of growth that is needed, especially to help folks. And again, I think it's been that's been a powerful witness that you have had on in that work and being able to say, you know, we're going to remember the folks that don't have transportation, that don't have work, that don't have own their own homes. And we're not going to just develop this community just for people who already have the means to get what they need, but people that are really on the other end of it. So,
yeah, that's right. Yeah, we need to look out for the people that is less fortunate than we are. And it's a song that I like by Bruce Springsteen. We take care of our own. I love that song. Mm-hmm. So we have to take care of our own.
That's right. That's right.
Because if we don't take care of our own, then I think our accomplishments, because what does it help for us to get on our feet and have things, and then we always stomping on other people, pushing them down. We got to reach and help them up too. So.
That's right. That's right.
Because until you help somebody else, then whatever you do for yourself is in vain. If you just think about yourself,
mm-hmm.
you got to reach back and bring somebody else along with you.
That's right. That's right.